it's time for
Boasting and Toasting.
Of course, I'll read the old tweets of our fellow WFAN co-workers. We'll see if Sean and Tommy can figure out who posted it, and we'll decide if we want to toast them. Are you ready?
Let's go.
This is from March 26, 2022. Bad job by Thibs bringing fans into the equation. Don't blame us for the constant fourth quarter collapses and overall indifference from the team's star players. That's weak. Not having it, coach.
Wow.
Is that... Pump that music.
I know who
that
it is.
That really excites me.
I know who it is.
I haven't even given a hint, and you already know who it is?
By the last three words of that tweet, I know who it is. But
that's weak not having it, coach. You know based on that?
Yes.
Go ahead.
It's Brandon Tierney.
I was wrong.
How did you know that?
So one thing I've noticed listening to BT, as long as I've listened to BT,
yeah.
BT loves referencing the coach as his coach or Boone as Skip.
Oh.
So he'll always end something like coach or Skip. It's just like a BT thing I've picked up.
So if I had never included that last part of the tweet,
I
would have been more stumped on it?
The moment he ended with, come on, coach, or whatever, I knew it was BT.
I don't remember Tom Thibodeau blaming fans. Did that actually happen at the end of the 2022 season? Of course, the 2022 season was the forgotten Thibs year, right? So the first year he got here, Knicks made the playoffs coming out of the pandemic, the Julius Randle year lost to Atlanta. The following year, this is the year we're talking about, they finished under 500 and missed the playoffs. They backed that up, obviously, with three consecutive seasons of getting to the second round. So Tom's been here for 5 years in the playoffs. Four of them, the one year they missed the playoffs was 2022, and this is the year in question.
He's blaming fans for something. I don't remember that story either.
Yeah. All right, let's go to November 12th, 2014. A signed guitar by Bernie Williams has to have the same value as me signing my deck hockey stick from the eighth grade. Who posted that?
Me. Best wiener I've ever had in my mouth.
You knew that immediately?
Absolutely, because I don't want to dump on the guy. I love Bernie
Williams. Well, you just dumped on Bernie Williams, so dump on him again.
I want to make this clear. I love Bernie Williams. Top five Yankee of me all time. Great that he could play the guitar as well as he can. If he was not the center fielder for the New York Yankees, he's no better than some of the people we hear playing happy hour around the city. But he gets all these big gigs because he's Bernie Williams.
Jeez. This is really a haterific line.
It's not a hater, but it's true.
I think he's a damn good guitar player.
He shouldn't apologize. It doesn't. By the way, my point is, there are a ton of really good guitar players that never get the, I don't know, appearance and spotlight on him the way Bernie Williams does because he was the center fielder of the Yankees. That's all I'm saying. Doesn't mean he's bad, but it means there are a lot of people. He's a dime a dozen guitar player around New York City.
All right, fair enough. Here's post number three. This is November 14th, 2013. I don't think people can understand how devastated my sister is when I just called her to tell her that Debbie Gibson was booed at Madison Square Garden. Is that person Al Dukes, Jerry Recco, Evan Roberts, or Chris McMonagle?
Al Dukes.
You're wrong.
Evan? Evan?
They got to get something wrong.
Evan?
I got to tell you, I'm an attractive woman.
Yes, it is me.
Wow. Your sister was into Debbie Gibson.
My sister wasn't into Debbie Gibson.
She was
My
Debbie
sister
Gibson.
Is into Debbie Gibson.
Still?
Like, even in 2025, if Debbie, and now I think she's Deborah Gibson. I think she's no longer Debbie. Debbie's when she was younger. Now she's Deborah. But
wow.
Obsessed with Debbie Gibson. What I can't remember is why she was at Madison Square Garden. Like, what was I doing on November 14th, 2013? And why would people boo Debbie Gibson?
You had to have been at a Knicks game, right? Knicks-Nets?
I'm assuming it's a Knicks game. If you go back to November 14th, 2013, if there is a Knicks game.
There is. They were home. They lost to the Houston Rockets 109-106.
Did Jamal Crawford have a big game that day? No, I'm off by years. Forget it. He wasn't on that team.
Why were you at a Rockets-Knicks game that night?
Why not? I'm a sports talk host. What does that mean?
Melo scored 45 that night, though.
Was I even at this game?
Harden 36.
Yeah, I don't even think I was at this game.
Wow.
I think I may have seen Debbie Gibson on the screen and she got booed. And I heard boos. Or maybe I made the whole thing up just to lie to my sister and make her upset.
What a Knick roster. Okay.
Yeah. Well, that year was the year after they won the 54 games.
Right.
So they had a very disappointing follow-up to that season. Anyhow, yeah, you're right. That was me. And finally, March 20th, 2015. No other body part changes size and firmness randomly throughout the day like a penis does. What a mystery.
Well, it's a true take.
Well, it was like having sex.
Is that person Tommy Lugauer, Jerry Recco, Greg Giannotti, or Al Dukes?
It's got to be Al, right?
Ball hammock.
It is Al Dukes, yes. No other body part changes size and firmness randomly throughout the day like, yes, it does. What a mystery. It is a great observation.
It is an observation. The only problem I have with the observation
what?
Is to tweet that out means you're mid-observation.
Oh, you mean like he was dealing with that
yeah.
as it was happening?
Yeah, there might have been a flagpole raised and then he went to Twitter with it.
But in fairness, a lot of times that's accidental. Like, that's not done with a purpose. Like, you're in a taxi or you're in an Uber, and the way it's driving, there's a certain vibration that causes that. So it may have just been a self-evaluation that wasn't inappropriate. It just kind of happens.
Vibrating in the car causes things for you?
Well, no. I'm not saying for me, but when you're driving in a car, that's never happened. Where just randomly, it's like, whoa.
When I'm driving in the car?
Well, no. You're in an Uber. You're in a taxi.
I can honestly tell you I've never had that happen in a rideshare.
I think you're lying.
No. Now, look. The right couch pillow comes along? Sure.
Oh, jeez. You've never had the accidental?
In a car?
Yeah.
No.
Go over some bumps?
Unless I have a hustler in the back seat, no.
Yeah, no, I've experienced that. Not recently, but yeah, in the past. I've had that happen before.
Man, those presidential museum trips really turn you on, huh?
Maybe it was during one of my dry funks that where it just, you know,
or
happened,
you know,
out of nowhere.
I'm never listening to a Drive Home Rico again.
Ever. Not with that's going on.
No.
Does this sound like Evan was on a date coming back from like Citi Field and this is what he told his date? It's the bumps!
Yeah, exactly.
I was in the pool!
Exactly. I can promise you two things. A, it's never happened during a Rico, number one. And number two,
thank you.
It was a long time ago. But I'm defending Al. You're asking why he brought this up in the middle of the day.
So you think he was in the backseat of a cab and the right vibrations and bumps came along and he said, let me tweet this because it moved?
I think there was an accidental movement and he went to Twitter to express, hey, it's so weird that this happens to this body part and no other body part.
Whip out the jumbo pack.
And he is kind of right. Like, besides Pinocchio, our noses stay the same. Like, they don't change based on something happening.
But what about
our
your ears? Ankles swelling up after a long day on your feet.
Do they really, though?
Oh, yeah. You eat enough salt, they will.
See, I've never even noticed that. And if it does happen, like, I didn't notice it, but that doesn't happen with any other body part. So,
I mean,
it's a great observation by Al.
Do you count like a fingernail as a body part? Does that count?
No.
How about your height? You grow in height.
No. First of all, okay,
he means within minutes.
Yeah, like it can change and then go back. Like your hair growing or a fingernail growing, I mean, things grow. I think it's more, it grows, it goes back, it grows, it changes, the way Al described it so eloquently.
By the way, Evan said never before in a Drive Home Rico. Mets win the World Series, he's driving back, that will change.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, Pete Hoffman's nipples will be hard too.
3 million views on that bad boy.
Yep.
This is the Rico Brogna Podcast.
I can't even, you know, maybe this is how jaded I am. Maybe it's the fact that the summer is basically here now. I'm about to turn 42 years old. I've actually given up that I'm ever going to see a championship. Like, I can't even picture it happening now. So when you say, oh, during the Drive Home Rico after they win the World Series, I'm like, yeah.
That's so negative.
Come on, man.
It's true, though.
Worst case, you're halfway home in life.
So, you know what really hit me?
Okay.
Over the weekend, I was visiting my parents. Okay?
All right.
And my sister was there, my brother-in-law, my kids were there, my nephew was there. And randomly, I realized, my dad told me, you know, we kept audio cassettes of the overnights you did back in 2004, 2005, 2006.
Those are supportive parents. That's great.
Absolutely. And so my brain immediately popped to Tiki Barber. And I said, I have to find what I said about Tiki during his retirement thing. It was such a huge controversy at this radio station. Like,
during his retirement thing. You mean his retirement?
Well, no, it leaked out,
right?
Which he's openly talked about.
Yeah.
It pissed him off that it did, and it felt that it's been a long time that there was controversy around the lead up to his retirement. So I wanted to go back and listen to the overnights and hear if young Evan was destroying Tiki, because that's a brand new segment. That's Tiki Barber versus 22-year-old Evan Roberts. Like, I can't wait to hear it.
Tremendous.
So I've been going back listening to these old audio cassettes of these overnights. And naturally, I hear this excitement that I have, not about radio or life, but about the teams I root for. Like, you know, gee golly, the Mets, the Jets. Oh. And I hear that kind of naivete that I have in my voice. And as I'm listening to it, I got depressed. I'm like, boy, I wish I could go back in time and tell this little schmucky 22-year-old doing the overnights, you're a loser. Like, you'll have fun here at the Fan and have success, but you will never see anybody win anything.
I'm a loser.
The Jets are going to be in the playoffs literally three times in that course of the next 20-plus years. The Mets will have one World Series run, yippity-doo-dah. Then they're going to lose in painful fashion. And, you know, the Nets, forget about them. They're even bigger losers. So I think that has kind of woken me up to the fact that it's not even going to happen, winning a championship.
How could you say that? The NBA now is going parity-driven? You don't know?
No,
you
don't know. Trust me, I know.
And the Mets just got Juan Soto for 15 years.
Don't do that. Don't turn this into a troll. Trust me, I know.
It's not a troll.
Let's go to John in Danbury. How are you, John?
Well, whenever any of those teams actually win, you're going to have to change the podcast name to the Rico Boner Podcast.
That's a good name. That's a good name. He may be right. I mean, that could be true. I don't know how I'll react, but that is certainly on the table.
You won't need your hands to drive the car at that point.
That's a night to stay off the Whitestone Expressway if I've ever seen.
I don't even know what that means, but okay. Thank you for that.
I'm whipping one out.